This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2143. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 16th, Albania, Antarctica, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, China, Cuba, France, Germany, Greece, Latvia, Mali, Mexico, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Palau, Russia, Spain, Sudan, Switzerland, Tanzania, Ukraine, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Mike Cooper sends an exclusive story from the Daily Mirror, UK. Two Brits arrested in Albania as police accuse them of spying after seizing radio gear. It's dated 9 June, after border police found radio transmitters in their luggage. Sophisticated Kenwood radios. They told officials they were IT engineers who are carrying amateur gear to indulge their hobby while on holiday in Albania. One suspect was registered as using a ham radio in the Tirana region on online profiles, but which also say he specializes in electronic warfare. They've opened a probe over allegations of spy activities and espionage. Ken Zicke replies, yet another example of how the world thinks we are the weird ones. As expected last week when I misspoke that it would be on Monday, we now have the frequencies for the BBC World Service Antarctic Special on June 21st, Tuesday. 7305 via Ascension, 9505 and 12065 via Wolverton, and 6035 via the UAE. At least those are the four frequencies tested exactly 1 week before, on Tuesday, June 14th at 2130 to 2145. The only one somewhat audible here, way out of the target area, was 12065, but I also tuned via the closest remote I could find to Antarctica, which was in Buenos Aires. Their 12065 was also marginally best, better than Ascension 7305, and as expected, UAE was a very poor signal. Why in the world they're using that site, I don't know, unless they happen to have an antenna aimed at one of the Antarctic bases. Anyhow, thanks to Dave Porter, who got the information to Wolfgang Büschel. Furthermore, according to Dave Passy in the British DX Club, they're going to repeat the test on Friday, June 17th, 2130 to 2145, but the real broadcast is Tuesday the 21st for half an hour from 2130. My web research, such as Wikipedia, indicates that of the five British facilities in Antarctica proper, only one is inhabited all winter, and that is the one at Rothera. Ian in Australia of Shortwave Sites says, I'm not sure if this is new, but 2ME in Brisbane is on the air on 1638 kilohertz. The website shows there's 1638 also in Canberra active, but it does not appear to be. Of course, in Queensland, the call signs just start with 4 and not 2. But looking at their website, it appears that the network originating in Sydney is known as 2ME, although it also has relays outside of NSW or ACT. It's certainly low power, but the website claims the only high-power 24-hour Arabic-language radio station to broadcast free-to-air to Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and Canberra. Gary Pence in Dallas, using a remote in New Hampshire, reports hearing a low-power station in Belgium on 5780 kHz Radio Harmony, June 11th from 2312 to 2320, playing some songs from American standards. It originates in Waterloo, Belgium, and it was in English. NS5 signal. More on the peripatetic Radio Voz Missionaria Brazil, nominal 9665, but which has been off frequency for a long time, and now it's even more off frequency. Instead of merely 9666 or 7, it was closing in on 9670, measured June 15th at 0640 on 9669.509, and wavering slightly. Wolfgang Büschel also heard it later that day, measured around 9669.50, plus or minus, at 2103 and 2240. So it's now a menacing 9670, channel 292 in Germany. As I was measuring it again, June 16th at 0634, it jumped from 9669.335 to 0.320. Don't forget there's a shortwave broadcast band between 18.9 and 19 megahertz, but only two transmitters are currently scheduled, and I heard them both, June 10th at 0426, although not very well. They're both CNR1 jammers against Sound of Hope on 18900 and 18970. Radio Progreso Cuba has been rather sporadic lately on 4765 and weak when it is on, perhaps due to that electricity shortage in Cuba. June 15th, I was not hearing it at midnight 30 when it's supposed to sign on, but it was audible when it went off at 0101 until it came back at 0119, and I could barely tell it was in Spanish to distinguish it from Tajikistan on 4765. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports, Atlantic 2000 International, perhaps transmitting from France, I guess it's a pirate, on 7737.3, June 6th at 1902 until off at 1922, with an ID in French and other programming, playing some songs in English as well. And then at 1952, we heard it again on a different frequency, 7800. That remote in New Hampshire provides another interesting log to Gary Pence. 15785, the low-power DRM transmitter in Germany, Funklust, or Bit Express, he heard on June 12th from 0810 to 0825, broadcasting from Erlanger, with back-to-back light rock music and S5 signal, but too many dropouts, he says, to be entertaining. But I guess it's a work in progress. Monitoring Voice of Greece on its only shortwave frequency, 9420. On Friday, June 10th, Richard Langley notes that it was going off and on the air during the span 1230 to 17 UT approximately. He says it went off at 1512 and came back at 1553. As usual, under its very curtailed schedule, not to be heard on Saturday or Sunday, the 11th or 12th, but it did not come back on Monday, June 13th. Christos Rigas explains that's probably because of a three-day religious holiday weekend in Greece. It was being heard again, June 14th and 15th, but gone again on June 16th, and we're afraid that's the permanent end of Voice of Greece, since its latest reprieve was only until June 15th, but nothing confirmed yet about that. Rusty X reports, the National Electronic Media Council banned broadcasting of all Russian TV channels in Latvia. The measure will come into force June 9th, valid until the end of the special operation in Ukraine, and the return of Crimea to its composition. There are 80 TV channels in Russia which might have been visible in Latvia. That report originally from telesputnik.ru. Speaking of bird calls to be heard on shortwave, here's another. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Radio Mali, Bamako, 5995, June 9th at 0600 in French, with La Radio Nationale. The name of the program is Au Son du Coq, or The Sound of the Rooster. Although I have not heard a rooster myself, I guess we might. Anyhow, it's alluding to being a wake-up morning show. You might check 5995 a bit earlier, as Manuel Mendez also reported, but on a different date, June 7th, Sunlight Radio from the Netherlands. At 0446 to 0514, with pop songs in English and ID, it's spelled S-U-N-L-I-T-E. The 800 station in Ciudad Juarez, X-E-R-O-K, and before that X-E-L-O with 150 kilowatts, used to be a big signal, at least in Western North America, but it's been rather sporadic. And in fact, in IRCA, Robert Vance in nearby El Paso, Texas, says I've been checking 800 almost daily since May 7th, and have not seen XEROK return as of June 12th. Surprise, another abrupt frequency change by Radio New Zealand. June 11th at 0627, I was hearing them on both 11725 and 9700. This was shortly after 9700 had been dropped for a while. Yes, they do have two transmitters, but one is normally only on standby. It's certainly not the expected new number 3, which may not be ready for service until a year from now. Anyhow, both were coming in equally well here, and there was no sign of Romania in German on 9700, which is still scheduled at 0600 to 0627. And as of June 13th, 9700 officially replaced 11725, as Adrian Sainsbury told Ricky Leong that running both was a test prior to that change. Presumably, this was necessary to service their relay stations in the Pacific. Almost every night after 06 UT, I check for the Voice of Nigeria, off frequency below 7255 as scheduled in Hausa. But as of June 16th, I have not heard it for a few weeks. Is it totally off the air? Sometimes it used to show up on the wrong frequency, 9690 or 11770, both offset to the minus side, but not hearing anything there either. I wonder if anyone is hearing VON at any time, such as the 16 to 21 UT broadcast on 11770, or even DRM on 15120. I cannot hear that either when checked June 16th at 1606. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH continues to be heard almost every night, before and after 04 UT on 7475. On June 12th, Rick Barton in Arizona says just before he went off, I was caught off guard when he gave a new postal mailing address, lost in some interference. Then on June 15th, between 0405 and sign-off around 0430, he did manage to copy the address as announced. Josiah Elias, care of P.O. Box 134, Olancha, California, 93549. That's Olancha. It's a very small town of 192, just south of Lone Pine, on U.S. 395. Country music station KOFM 103.1 here in Enid became a shortwave station for a few days, and it might happen again. Some CB'er was relaying it on 27184.4, heard in the afternoons of June 10th, 11th, and 12th, with a very strong signal locally, and it might have got out by sporadic E-skip. Here's another Arkansas station which is really transmitting from Oklahoma, obviously from their coverage map, and when I picked it up by Tropo DX. On June 12th, after 1430 UT on RF channel 21, KHBS-DT, virtual channel 40, Fort Smith, Arkansas, an ABC affiliate, but its site is near Poto, Oklahoma. Seldom reported from CONUS because it broadcasts only in the middle of our night, is the Palau transmitter, now known as Hope Radio 5. In the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin does report it on 9965, June 10th at 0843 in English, with an evangelical message. And at 0845 in ID is WHRI, Hope Radio 5 from the island of Palau, now signing off with an address postal in Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm quite surprised they were actually using the defunct WHRI call sign, which never applied in Palau anyway. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2143. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Joe Caberlin, VE1EJ, from Nova Scotia but now in Ontario, who sent some U.S. dollars to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. From onair.ru via RustyX, the European Union has included the head of Roskomnadzor, Andrei Lipov, on the sanctions list. List of restrictions included in the sixth package of sanctions against Russia and Belarus, published in the official journal of the EU. The reasons say Roskomnadzor is the central instrument for exercising censorship and suppressing free media in Russia. And Lipov, as the head of the department, is responsible for decisions that led to censorship and closure of independent Russian media. Also via RustyX, telesputnik.ru says the European Union is working on another package of sanctions against Russia, such as a ban on the provision of cloud services to Russian customers. And another from ProFM via Telegram, June 8th via RustyX, hackers into the website of Kommersant FM radio station included Ukrainian Patriotic Songs. In Spain's AERDX Forum, Pedro Sedano says, in translation, "We're returning to the times of the Cold War. As you know, 15770 WRMI carries a broadcast to Europe in Russian from Radio Liberty at 12 to 13 UT. And it seems that the Putinites like to impose brutal interference, occupying 15760 to 15780. Don't yet know if the other Radio Liberty relays are interfered with on 7730 at 02 to 03 and 04 until 05. I wish people would describe what they think is jamming, since there are all kinds of interference, some of it innocent, that might be mistaken for jamming. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington has some news about a schedule change, according to a tweet from Radio Pravda Dla Rossii. It seems this originates in Germany among Russian expats. On June 14th, they say, due to listener feedback and summer propagation on HF, we increase our schedule on 13600 with high power and cancel 6070 for the moment. So the new schedule chart shows 9670 via channel 292 in Germany with low power is Wednesday and Friday at 05 UT, while 13600 with high power via Austria is at 15 UT Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Their email is radiopravda@outlook.com with the German spelling of Pravda. A pirate in Spain has been relaying Ukrainian Radio 1. Pedro Sedano in Spain says, according to a tweet from Indie Radio FM, "We now broadcast on 6930 weekends only with Ukrainian Radio 1. Online, it's Spanish pop rock since 1997. Actually, the frequency is 6931.30, which Pedro heard with via a remote in Portugal at 1131 UT, a weak signal, but music in Spanish. Let me recommend hearing that wonderful singing ID of Radio de Wanga, which I ran across again at 0430 UT, opening transmission on 11650 via Madagascar. For half an hour, it follows an hour of its sibling station, Radio Tamazuk. It's for Sudan South, while Dabanga is for Darfur, Sudan West." Mike Terry forwards a story, 16 June, from telecompaper.com. "Swiss lower chamber of parliament rejects delay to VHF radio switch-off. That is to hurry up and replace it with DAB. The trouble is, as I note, as well as Gareth Foster in the British DX Club, someone somewhere does not know that DAB is on VHF. In this story by VHF, they are really referring to conventional FM broadcasting. In the medium wave circle, Vesa Hienonen in Finland asks, on June 15th, Radio Free Africa, 1377 kHz, has been inaudible since 30 May or so. Technical problems. That's the 50 kilowatt private station in Tanzania. They also have an FM network. It's not a clandestine. I've been listening to the Ukrainian Radio 1 relay via WRMI almost every night at 05 UT on 7730, because during the first few minutes there's an English segment called Ukraine Security Issue. However, the June 10th edition kept being repeated every night for several more nights, and presumably the entire hour, the rest of it in Ukrainian, was also a repeat. That's because, apparently, as Richard Langley notes, UR1 had become inaccessible on the web. But thanks to Roger in Germany for pointing out that there is a specific website just about listening to Ukraine Security Issue, which is still available. You may listen to one day after another or catch up, as I am doing. It is available not only in English, but also in Polish, Slovak, White Russian, Romanian, Bulgarian, and Red Russian. And here is the direct link website. Copy it carefully. www.nrcu.gov.ua/UA_security_issue. All of that lowercase. In the British DX Club, David J. Morris near Poole points out a TV listing for Forces TV. Stuart Purvis reveals the gripping story of Project Moonshine, a radio station that aimed to undermine Argentine morale, presumably because of the 40th anniversary of the Falklands War. Alan Pennington says presumably the same program Forces TV showed back on 4th April called My Secret Falklands War. It was all about what we know as Radio Atlantico del Sur, but its code name at the time was Project Moonshine. It is available on YouTube, a link I will not possibly try to convey verbally. Thanks to improving propagation on the higher bands, at least temporarily thanks to sporadic E, if not a gradual improvement in F2 long-range skip thanks to the sunspot cycle, I tuned the 22 to 25 MHz range to see what I could hear. I was hoping to hear some harmonics of broadcast stations, but all I did pick up was KPH NCW from Point Reyes, California on 22477.5, June 11th at 2240. It's scheduled on Saturdays only from 17 until 23. But this led me to recompute the possible harmonic ranges from the major bands in this area. And here they come. 2 times the 11 MHz band could show up from 23,000 to 24,320. 4 times the 5 and 6 MHz band, 23,200 to 24,800. 5 times the 4 to 5 MHz band, 23,750 to 25,650. And 3 times the expanded 7 MHz band, 21,600 to 23,340. Further possible harmonic ranges from more bands can be calculated up to 31 MHz or even higher. More about that new VOA program we mentioned last week, Jazz from the Heart of America. Richard Langley says it was streamed on Sunday, June 12th at 13:05 or so after the news in the Global English Stream, but it was not streamed at the previously publicized time of 0705 UT. And then he says, I've been in touch with Daniel Bendert, the station manager at WDCB, producer and host of Jazz from the Heart of America. Among other things, he says it's been a soft launch. They are still adding the program to various FM broadcast stations around the world. The show is airing at 07 UT on both Saturdays and Sundays on most of the international FM stations. And Richard says, I found a Saturday broadcast of Jazz from the Heart of America, 11 June at 13:05 at archive.org. It's hard to get any definite info from VOA about its scheduling. John Filiozzi says it looks like rank incompetence, something unfortunately the USAGM seems to have in abundance. How hard is it to construct and publish a simple schedule? It's one of the first necessities for any station. Don't they want listeners to know when their programs are being broadcast and streamed? June 17th, being the third Friday, World of Radio is skipped on IRRS 7290 at 18:15. Checking the previous week, however, just before we were on, as I usually do, TUC Radio was heard in a fragment, reminding me that that's an excellent program, which I think used to be on RFPI in Costa Rica. It stands for Time of Useful Consciousness. You can read all about where that comes from and access podcasts at tucradio.org. They also play, at the top of the hour, Feature Story News. And I'm not sure I get their business model. They have lots of bureaus around the world, but it costs stations only $15 a month to get it. Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave previews this week's three-hour block of TRSW programs on WRMI 5950, starting Saturday, June 18th at 2300. 3 different hours. First, there are 2 episodes of the old-time radio thriller Suspense, an hour of reggae music by Texas musicians, and a one-hour celebration of Juneteenth, which is June 19th, when Texas slaves learned they had been freed. Did you catch the CNN special about Alex Jones? June 13th on CNN, Megaphone for Conspiracy. Well, it's got another repeat scheduled unless there is breaking news. UT Saturday, June 18th at 0200. No, the entire hour makes no mention whatsoever of Alex Jones being America's most obnoxious shortwave broadcaster, thanks to WWCR. The Assemblies of Yahweh station in Bethel, Pennsylvania, WMLK, is about to resume with its brand new transmitter on 9275 and may have been caught testing. Dave Zanto in Wisconsin reports hearing strong dead carriers intermittently on 9275, June 10th between 2220 and 2224. Updates about that are being posted on their disgraced FB page, which is www.wmlkradio.net, after the facebook.com. They go into some detail on June 11th. On June 14th, Harold Froege was again hearing a carrier going on and off, but no audio on 9275. Then there's another update on June 15th, FB. It's been an action-packed week. The engineer finalized frequency tuning, followed by 2 full days of training. There is a tuning issue with one of the assigned frequencies, 15150. We have to adjust our tuning stub. We'll have to wait until the specialized equipment comes in from Texas. We anticipate initiating a regular broadcast schedule on Monday, June 20th, from 1 to 6 p.m. Eastern, that's 17 to 22 UT, on 9275. We will begin overnight broadcasting on 15150 when the stub adjustments are completed. Quite a brouhaha in Miami over Radio Mambi, also known as Wacky 710 WAQI. A Miami Herald story via Mike Cooper says, Cuban exiles vow to boycott if Radio Mambi is silenced. The Cuban exiles are upset because the sale of this and several other stations is pending to Televisa Univision, which they consider too democratic. The surely pro-communist to be known as Latino Media Network. And Mike Cooper sends another long story about this from the June 16th Washington Post headline, The Political Brawl Over a Miami Giant of Spanish Talk Radio. Up one channel to 720 for WGN Chicago. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Daily Herald, June 6, written by Christopher Plachek. The parent company of WGN Radio has proposed relocating the station's transmission tower to the north end of its 100-acre property near Elk Grove Village to make way for a 3-building data center campus on the south end, under a plan being considered by village officials. It's a farm. The site has hosted the WGN tower since 1939. I've enjoyed quite a bit of sporadic FMDX on June 12th and 13th, ranging from Florida to Idaho. My full reports appear in the usual spots, also including Manitoba and Ontario. Radio Vanuatu continues to appear on its third harmonic, 11835, but somewhat irregularly. I check after 06 UT, it was being heard on June 12th, 15th and 16th, but missing on the 13th. One should also check for the fundamental and other possible harmonics, 3945, 7890, 15780, and even 19725. In the British DX Club, Vince Shirley says, anyone interested in the mechanisms of sporadic E should search the writings of Jim Bacon, G3YLA, one of the major experts on the subject. And this website is one of his, with a wealth of information on both F2, tropospheric ducting, and sporadic E. It's called PropQuest, www.propquest.co.uk, a fabulous resource. The short-term HF propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued June 13th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled levels, June 15th to 18th, 23rd to 26th, and July 8th and 9th. Active levels on June 16th and 24th. ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 on the 24th. Solar flux peaking at 125 through June 19th, dropping to 100 from June 23rd to July 5th, before rising again. That's World of Radio, 2143. Hope you found it informative. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.